Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes on this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Habakkuk chapter 3 verses 1 through 9. And Habakkuk's prayer in this concluding chapter begins with a request for the Lord to be merciful to the people of Judah. His prayer then continues with a description of God's presence and power in the world. Habakkuk is overwhelmed by God's awesome power. He is filled with confidence and joy because the Lord God is his Savior. And of course, God's guiding word for us this week has been prayer. So let's begin. This is a prayer of the prophet Habakkuk. O Lord, I have heard of what you have done, and I am filled with awe. Now do again in our times the great deeds you used to do. Be merciful even when you are angry. God is coming again from Edom. The Holy God is coming from the hills of Paran. His splendor covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. He comes with the brightness of lightning. Light flashes from his hand, there where his power is hidden. He sends disease before him and commands death to follow him. When he stops, the earth shakes. At his glance, the nations tremble. The eternal mountains are shattered. The everlasting hills sink down, the hills where he walked in ancient times. I saw the people of Cushan afraid, and the people of Midian tremble. Was it the rivers that made you angry, Lord? Was it the sea that made you furious? You rode upon the clouds. The storm cloud was your chariot as you brought victory to your people. You got ready to use your bow, ready to shoot your arrows. Your lightning split open the earth. When the mountains saw you, they trembled. Water poured down from the skies. The water under the earth roared and the waves rose high. At the flash of your speeding arrows and the gleam of your shining spear, the sun and the moon stood still. You marched across the earth in anger. In fury, you trampled the nations. You went out to save your people, to save your chosen king. You struck down the leader of the wicked and completely destroyed his followers. Your arrows pierced the commander of his army when it came like a storm to shatter us, gloating like those who secretly oppress the poor. You trampled the sea with your horses, and the mighty waters foamed. I hear all this, and I tremble. My lips quiver with fear. My body goes limp, and my feet stumble beneath me. I will quietly wait for the time to come when God will punish those who attack us. Even though the fig trees have no fruit and no grapes show on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no grain, even though the sheep all die and the cattle stalls are empty, I will be joyful and glad because the Lord God is my Savior. The Sovereign Lord gives me strength. He makes me sure-footed as a deer and keeps me safe on the mountains. And today's key verse is Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18, where God says, I will still be joyful and glad because the Lord is my Savior. You know, as Habakkuk prays, right, in the middle of his prayer, he's recounting many of God's great acts. And in so doing, he reminds himself of God's mercy and power, and this gives him strength, and it strengthens his faith. How can remembering God's mighty acts in the world strengthen your faith? How has God been made known to you today? And when we think about the great things that God has done in the past, that can only help but make us stronger in our faith. Let us pray. Sovereign God, your mighty deeds fill me with awe. Strengthen my spirit to remember the ways you have been revealed to me. Be present with me today that I may find comfort and hope in the sure knowledge of your everlasting love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 18, where Ezra, a scholar and an expert of the law of God, reads the law to the people gathered in Jerusalem. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.